So today, Nicole's going to share. She was at a conference, an international conference, actually, with international speakers in Columbia, Missouri. And so she asked to share about it, and so we're going to get fed. Amen.
Thank you. So I love Dan's testimony about the ham, because we are in the days of wonder, okay? Because that makes you wonder, did I really look at that right? Da-da-da. Yeah. So the conference was called Limitless Living in the New Era. And also sharing about a lot of the songs talked about the Father, which I actually wanted to share. Well, let me just pray at the beginning. So, Lord, thank you for today. And I just pray that you would speak through me. We just, I pray that the Holy Spirit would just move upon the hearts of the people and they would receive what they are supposed to receive today, in Jesus' name. So, what I want to share, gosh, is first my story, testimony, kind of like, I have this theme in my life. When the glory of the Lord shows up, there's always water, and it's always a tangible manifestation in my life. So there was no rain in the forecast when I left August 3rd to drive to Missouri. But I woke up, you know, and there's fog for 4 hours of the drive, like total fog. And I hit Kansas City, and then the sun came out. I picked up my friend from the airport. And then we drove 2 hours to Columbia to go to the meeting at 2 p.m. Now, Justin Abraham was the speaker I went for. He is from the UK, and he, I guess, would be known as a mystic. Like, eternity is in his heart. And when he speaks, he just opens that realm of heaven that people can engage and receive. And it's he just has love oozing out of him. Like, I actually saw him be very humble, and we were all around him kind of having a glory party and laughter and drunkenness and the Holy Spirit. But there was so much love that when he ministered to people, I saw Jesus. I literally saw Jesus in him in such a profound way. He's a good man. So Thursday night at the Holiday Inn, I go to bed. 3 a.m. I wake up, so it's Friday morning at 3 a.m., and I hear, thunder, lightning, and downpour outside. And usually I sleep like a baby through the storm, and I hear raindrops in my room. And I'm thinking, it's pitch dark, I have a roommate, so I didn't want to turn the lights on. And I'm thinking, I brought a cooler, and it, you know, it has a little spout, maybe it was leaking. So I use my phone, and there's nothing. And I'm like, there's water dripping somewhere. So I look at the ceiling. I'm on the second floor out of a third-story hotel. And water is dripping from my ceiling. And I wasn't upset. I actually was excited. And I was like, Lord, it's glory. Because we felt it Thursday night all day, like the Lord was showing up. And just because of the unity of being one with our Father and one with our family, there's power. And we shift things we don't even know because he's the one doing it. And I knew also the storm came because of it. I knew the atmosphere was shifting, so I was all excited. So we switched rooms in the morning. We go. It's still downpouring. We get to the conference. Umbrella didn't even work. Like, you didn't even have enough time to put the umbrella up when you got out of the car because you're drenched. That's how much rain was happening. It was a brand new conference building, and water was coming through the front door. Like, they had to get wet vacs and sandbags because water was coming through the front door of the building. And it didn't even deter anybody. They had everything under control, and we kept on with the meeting, and I was just excited. And I was just like, the floodgates of heaven are open. This is really exciting. Meanwhile, I work at Columbus Community Hospital. in surgery. It's a brand new, it's the most newest part of the building. It's only 3 years old, is my surgical department. So at Friday morning at 3 a.m., the chillers went out in that department, and 108 degree hot water started coming from the ceilings in the surgery department. Yeah, same time. So I've been doing a lot of warfare at my job. It's just been really something I've been giving to the Lord, and just knowing there's a lot of corruption, a lot of things, it's not right. That's all I got to say. There's a lot of greed driven in the healthcare and things that I don't agree with. And I've been struggling with that. So when I realized the timing was the exact same timing as when I'm in Missouri with the rain in my own hotel room, and then there's water in my department. But the thing is, you know, it's one of those things, a day of awe, that you just wonder because you don't understand, because it did ruin $2.3 million of supplies in my department. And it was the only department that had that happen, no other place. Yeah. So I got excited. And I just gave it to the Lord, because it literally cleansed physically my department, cleansed it. And so it shut down surgery for 1 week, which loses a lot of money. We're the biggest money maker in the whole hospital, is surgery. So I would walk around, because we had a lot of time. I just walked around and listened to the worship music and just started inviting the Lord into my department, because I knew he was doing something. And even though I don't understand, it was a wonder. So in Matthew 6, 9 and 10 in the Passion Translation, Jesus said, pray like this. Oh, at the end. So start with 8. Either way. There's no need to imitate them, since your Father already knows what you need before you ask him. Pray like this. Our Father, dwelling in the heavenly realms, may the glory of your name be the center of which our lives turn. Manifest your kingdom realm and cause your every purpose to be fulfilled on earth, just as it is fulfilled in heaven. Yeah. So we all have the same Father, and that is where we are. The conference also talked about oneness, but it starts with one, you know, being one with the Father, one with Jesus, one with the Holy Spirit. I mean, three in one. They're one with each other, but he's wanting us to be one with him, but also one with each other. So love is really the whole thing about family. And that was the conference where I saw people I hadn't seen in a decade, from like North Carolina, Florida, and just along my journey. So it was really, really precious that I saw people I hadn't seen in a long time. So I shared that. I'm trying to keep on track. So there was oneness with the gathering I went to, one with the Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, and oneness with one another as we gathered with our heart, soul, and spirit. And there's power in unity. So Psalm 133, 1 through 3, how truly wonderful and delightful it is to see brothers and sisters living together in sweet unity. It's as precious as the sacred scented oil flowing from the head of the high priest Aaron, dripping down upon his beard and running all the way down to the hem of his priestly robes. This harmony can be prepared to the dew dripping from Mount Hermon, which flows down upon the hills of Zion. Indeed, that is where Yahweh has decreed his blessings. Yahweh has decreed his blessings will be found, the promise of life forevermore. So there's power of agreement with our Father and agreement with one another. And that's what manifested at that conference in my life. I mean, this was just my story. I'm sure other people had things happen in their life when they came home from the conference. But for me, I mean, I've had multiple times in my life that water always manifested, and I always would get upset and blame the devil. And I realized God was doing something beyond me, and it was a wonder. And I have to start looking at things differently. I have to shift my focus instead of looking always at what the devil's doing, but to what God was doing. Because the shakings we're in, which we are, because we're shifting an era, there's a revelation greater of knowing who we are in Him. He's in us, and we are in Him. Eternity is written on our heart. It's within us. Instead of looking outward, He's within us. And I think a lot of the religious structures we were raised in are going to be shaken out of us. So as the world shakes, He's shaking us too. So that's where I've learned not to. I'm always now asking different things, like with the water. At first I was like, well, how can that be God if $2.3 million is? And I'm like, wait, there's a bigger thing going on in healthcare. It's a mountain. So He dealt with the very thing that thing's manifesting. He hit the money. And I was like, yeah, God, I don't know what's going on, but I pray Your will be done, and good will come out of this. Because I was seeing that over and over at my job, actually. So I was like, yes, I don't understand, but it's okay. I just pray Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, like the Father's prayer. So John 17, 22 and 23, for the very glory You have given to Me, this is Jesus speaking, I have given them so that they will be joined together as one and experience the same unity that we enjoy. You live fully in Me, and now I live fully in them, so that they will experience perfect unity. And the world will be convinced that You have sent Me, for they will see that You love each one of them with the same passionate love that You have for Me. Love is the key to unity, and only you can know love if you know Him. Our hearts to love Him first, and out of that love one another. There's a story about, an eagle, which I felt was important because there's going to be an activation time. So, you know, we look at an eagle and we think prophetic, sight, you know, you're looking from above down. We also know that things of the world are shaking, and you've always heard this, like, perfect storm. John Paul Jackson spoke of the perfect storm that was coming. But instead of looking at about fear, God is creating the storm because they were eagles. So eagles, the fact about an eagle, how does an eagle rise above the storm? The eagle will fly to some high spot and wait for the winds to come. When the storm hits, it sets his wings so that the wind will pick it up and lift it above the storm. While the storm rages below, the eagle is soaring above it. The eagle does not escape the storm. So, Isaiah 40:31. Those who entwine their hearts with Yahweh will experience divine strength. They will rise up on soaring wings and fly like eagles, run their race without growing weary, and walk through life without giving up. So I love it that he, like, the scriptures wait upon the Lord, but I love it that the eagles actually wait for the wind. And the wind's the Holy Spirit. And also the other photo or picture, a friend of mine did, but I wanted a picture of Revelation 4:1, the door. So John the Beloved is speaking. Then suddenly, after I wrote down these messages, I saw a portal open and into the heavenly realm. And the same trumpet voice I heard speaking with me at the beginning said, ascend into this realm. I want to reveal to you what must happen after this. So So it isn't like he's just like saying a nice little invite, like, oh, come up here higher. I feel like it's a declaration and a decree. Ascend into this realm. So this is where we truly live. We're seated in heavenly places with Christ at the right hand of the Father. That is within us. So we're learning how to become who we really are and what we've always been. But I think the things of this world has grounded us more than we realize. So those are the shakings that I feel. My whole last year has been shaking. But I'm coming out of that. And I always was like, Lord, can my life just be peaceful? Can my surroundings, my job? And the Lord's like, these things aren't going to stop. The shakings aren't going to stop. And I was like, oh, no. And he's like, you got to find me in that secret place. That's where your peace comes from. That's where your hope is. That's where your strength is. And so it's within us. That's where he wants us to go within to find him. It isn't in the outside things anymore. Because nothing, everything's going to change. And I can say that now. And it's really hard when you're walking through stuff. But the thing is, the unity within the brethren, the unity in Christ is also very important in these times, is community and being together and encouraging and also worshiping together and ascending into the realm together like we did in worship. That is very powerful. And that's what I saw at the conference. And I saw the manifestation in the natural realm as well. And so we're going to do an activation. And so it's actually a 6.5 minute video, which we're not doing the video, we're just doing the sound. And it's more of a meditation, a more of a peaceful music that was at the conference. The worship leader is called Laura. So don't try to sing to the song, just kind of position yourself, close your eyes, focus on the Lord, focus on him. It's kind of like the eagle, wait upon the Lord. Just be still and know that he's God. For 3 minutes, I'm asking 3 minutes. It's a discipline. And when you feel the wind, which is the Holy Spirit, he'll speak to you. He'll give you a picture. He'll give you answers to what you're asking. But this is the place within you where he dwells. And so, thank you, Lord, that you are calling us home, where we really are, that you've redeemed all things back to original design. And that's where you're calling us. And I just pray, God, that that each one would know eternity is placed in their heart and they can learn your still small voice and learn and grow in that place. No matter what storm is going on around them, they can soar above it and they can have the peace and the strength to walk. And I just thank you for what you're doing and continually just give them clarity and vision and the peace that passes all understanding. Amen.